Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are joining us from. So we want to thank God today, again, that God has given us once again another opportunity to be in his house and to hear the word of God. It's very important. So we thank God for such an opportunity which God has actually granted us. And I believe and I know throughout the world, we are celebrating the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I think it's very important that we really understand what it means in our lives. Because sometimes you do things only because it's a custom and it's a tradition and it's something which we normally do. But actually to step back and think about the fact that actually Jesus died for us at the cross, I think that's very, 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 very important. Jesus came in the image of man, like he was, and he went through challenges and difficulties up to the time he was crucified at the cross. So what we need to really understand is that actually Jesus lost his life because of you and me. So that we can also have access to the kingdom of God. So I think it's very, very important. I think what we were talking about is the fact that what we do, coming to church, doing this, doing that, it's all procedures. But actually, the most important thing which we need to understand is actually the fact that Jesus Christ died for us at the cross. Because that was give us the access to the kingdom of God. You see, so sometimes we start to value things which are probably not really the real issue. The real issue is that Jesus died for us at the cross so that you and me will have access to the kingdom of God. So whatever it is we do, these are all like procedural things where we have to be doing. But let us not forget the main issue, the real issue. The real issue is that Jesus died for us at the cross so that we'll have the opportunity to enter the kingdom of God. So it's something which we as Christians need to probably step back and really think about it to say that actually Jesus died for me at the cross. Therefore, I have to appreciate all the time which God is giving me as his child. To be able to worship him, to be able to do whatever it is I want to do. So in that regard, it means that we, even as people, we need to understand our priority. If Jesus died for us at the cross, it means he himself lost his life so that we can have everlasting life. Because that's what the Bible says, that when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior and when we do as according to what he says, he will be our witness to say, these are my children, they have walked in my ways. So it's very important that we understand those things. So in our continuation and in our teaching, what we have just been talking about is really to talk about, so how can we be the children who God wants us to be? Because at the end of the day, that's really what is important. What is it that we need to do so that we will be able to do what God wants us to do, or to be the children who God wants us to be? Is very important. So in our teaching last time, we were teaching about the fact that because when God had rescued the children of Israel, now he had actually so the man of God, Joshua, at the time, he was now talking to them to say, listen, you now need to make sure that you throw away the other gods and pledge your loyalty towards God. And I really think it's a very, very critical thing we need to understand, which Joshua was talking about at the time. So, in other words, Joshua was speaking to the children of Israel. But listen, this is the time where God had taken the children of Israel from the land of captivity up to that time. But the surprising thing was that they were still holding on to certain gods. Because if that was not the case, then that scripture would not be in, you know, Joshua would have not said, get rid of your gods. He said, get rid of your gods, because they were actually hanging on to the other gods, despite the fact that God, the Almighty God, he had actually taken them from wherever they were to that time. And he says, now the second thing he said, you need to pledge your loyalty towards God. You see, so I think we as Christians as well, that's what we need to do to make sure that we get rid of other gods, because the Bible actually says, he says he's a jealous God. He does not accept any rival. So Joshua was now saying to them, listen, get rid of other gods, pledge your loyalty towards. So if you look at those things, it doesn't have anything to do with anyone else, but it's got everything to do with yourself as an individual. To throw away other gods and to pledge your loyalty towards the Almighty God. Amen. So, which is something we are going to talk about today, but in a different context. We are going to read the Word of God from the book of Deuteronomy. But what is very important, I think, as people, is really to understand what God entails, what God wants us to hear, what God wants us to be doing, what God really wants us to be doing. That's very, very important. I think I just came across this. I think we all know Bolt, the athlete. He says there are two things very important in life. Very, very two. I thought it was important what he was saying. He said there are two things which are very important in life: the day of your birth, and then they said the day you understand your purpose. So for him, I believe then he realized that it was very important for him to understand his purpose and to understand that he was going to be, or he should be, a world champion. So I think it's also very important that we understand our purpose as well in life, to understand that, you see, God has created me for a certain reason, and I do the reason or the actual thing which God has created me for. And I think we have really talked quite a lot about the fact that God has created us. In the book of Ecclesiastes, God has created us so that we keep his commands. We give reverence to him. Very, very important, you know. But today we are going to talk about, the word of God, which comes from the book of Deuteronomy. But what is very important is that this is all in the context of understanding, you know, what we should be doing, or, you know, the things we need to be doing to be the Christians who God wants to be, or to be the people who God wants to be. It's empowering in the sense that then we don't have to ask anyone to do anything for us, but we do what God wants so that he himself is pleased with us. Remember, in the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 5, the Bible says, if you faithfully keep the terms of my covenant, so if you listen to my voice, then you'll be my treasured possession. So what we want us to be doing is to be the God's treasured possessions. So that in this life we live here, we can still be the treasured possession of God, and in the life to come, we can sit with God in the kingdom of God. I think that's what we are looking for as Christians. So today we are going to read the Bible from the book of Deuteronomy. We know the verse, but I think again we need to be able to comprehend the word. Today what I'm going to focus on really today is actually value, understanding value. So we talked quite a lot of things which need to be aware. We said your relationship with God, you need to understand the power relationship, that God is the Almighty God, and we are the followers of what he says. You need to understand that you need to be humble before God, because if you're not humble, then you won't be able to listen to what actually God is telling us on a day-to-day basis. That's what we're talking about. And we say that if we are not humble, we are not able to surrender before God. You see, so we can't surrender before God. And actually, if you look at in the scriptures where people who followed God in the way he wanted, those were people who humbled themselves before God. And they were able to surrender their life before God, and whatever it is needed God them to do by God, they actually did it. You see, but what we realize and understand is that their reward was there, because Peter did ask, so what is going to be for us if we have left our houses, our families, and everything else? And the reward was announced that there will be a reward, a big reward for people who are like that. And remember, the Bible says, there's nothing you'll do in the house of God which will be in vain. You see? So, there's nothing new we are talking about. But actually, it's just to understand more. Because we already know. But remember what I talked about last week, that there's a knowledge of just knowing. There's a knowledge of knowing how. And there's a knowledge of actually displaying what you know by doing. It's all knowledge. But it's the level of knowledge we need to have. What makes the difference? You see? So today we're going to talk about value. So again, so as a person, as a person who is a child of God, when we want to, because remember, that was in the context of Joshua was saying to the children of Israel, you may not be able to worship this God. That was the what he said. You may not be able to worship this God. And then he says, you need, number one, to discard the other gods. Get rid of other gods. Number two, he said, you need to pledge your loyalty towards God. So we were now saying that, so how can we be able to worship this God? Because if Joshua was saying that you may not be able to worship this God, it means that there are certain things we need to understand or need to put in place for us to be able to worship this God. Because it was very clear. And remember, this is very, very important. This is very, very important. Remember, the issue was that these are the same people who God had taken away from the land of captivity. And these are the same people he's now talking to. Now, it meant that he had rescued these people. It meant that he had actually taken these people from a certain place to the place he wanted them to go. And he had actually protected these people. He had done so much for these people. But the issue was, they were still worshiping other gods, even apart from all that. And they had not pledged their loyalty towards God, the God of Israel. Okay. You see, so that's why Joshua was now saying, you may not be able, because he saw in their hearts what they were actually doing. He saw, he could understand, you know, these people, because apart from what God had done for them, you know, they were still, number one, worshipping other gods. Number two, not pledging their loyalty towards God. So that's the reason why Joshua was now saying that you may not be able to worship this God. So, and then he gave them, you know, the issues to resolve. Number one, to get rid of other gods. Number two, to pledge their loyalty towards God. Which leads me into my word today. So, value. In other words, what Joshua was talking about is that God is the most valuable being you can think of. There's nothing else that is more valuable than God. So therefore, get rid of other gods. In other words, get rid of anything which can be a competitor between yourself and your God. So get rid of all that so that you can now pledge your whole loyalty towards that God. You see. So we can learn something from here. Now today we're going to talk about value. So value, I mean, is very, I think something is very simple to describe value. Something, value which is something, a worthy of something, you see. So we determine value by the perception of which give to a certain thing. Then we say, oh, this is a valuable thing, and then probably we look after it, or probably we value it, or we make sure that this is important. But here the Bible says, you need to get rid of other gods, and then you need to pledge your loyalty towards God. But we are going to read now the Bible from the book of Deuteronomy. You know this chapter, you know this verse, but we want to talk it in terms of understanding value, understanding what is valuable. That's very, very important. Because when you understand that something is valuable, it means that the way you are going to treat that particular thing is going to be different from something which is not valuable. It's very simple. So if you want to see in your life what is valuable and what is not valuable, you can see by how much attention you pay to those things. So something which is not valuable, you don't pay attention to it. But something which is valuable, you pay much more attention to it. That's very important. It's very, very clear. But let us read now the Bible from the book of Deuteronomy. We have talked about this verse, but we need to understand it in that context. So Deuteronomy chapter 6, and then we're going to read verse 4. I'll read my translation. It says, Israel, remember this, the Lord and the Lord alone is our God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Never forget these commands that I am giving you today. Teach them to your children. Repeat them when you are at home and when you are away, when you are resting and when you are working. Tie them on your arms and wear them on your foreheads as a reminder. Write them on the door posts of your houses and on your gates. Now, so here the Bible now is talking about, so God is speaking to the children of Israel and he's explaining to them. Verse 4, the Bible says, Israel, remember this, the Lord and the Lord alone is our God. So, and remember what I was just talking about a few minutes ago. I was saying to you that Joshua has found out that these people were worshiping other gods. But here now the Bible is saying that, you know, God and God alone. You know, the Lord and the Lord alone is our God. So meaning that there is no another rival and there's no another God. It's him alone. And then he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. I mean, we know about this every day. We hear about this being spoken. But what I want us to understand is that what the Bible is actually teaching us today is about the value of God. It's priceless. You see, you can't put a price on it. It says, the Lord and the Lord alone is our God. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. So the Bible explains three dimensions of a person here. It says, you see, the heart, the soul, and the strength. So in other words, it's 100% love you need to give to your God, your God. Give 100% amount of love to God. The Bible says, with all your strength. So it means with all your strength, any strength you can find within yourself. That is the amount of strength which is needed for you to love God. With all your soul, which means that the whole of yourself within you, you have to love God. Now, so the Bible, what basically is teaching us today is the value, the amount of value, or the value of God. The Bible is teaching us the value of God today, meaning that God is number one in all aspects of our life. Now, the word of God is the truth. And the word of God is that what God wants us to hear. And the word of God is the counsel of God. So we can't even hear much more of what God wants to hear except from his word. You see, it's very easy for us as human beings to be able to ignore this part of the Bible which says, love God with all your heart. And maybe we love him with how much we think we love him. But the Bible is teaching us about how much he himself wants us to love him. Very important. Now, so let us understand one thing. Now, with our own mind, with our own understanding as human beings, we come to a certain level we get to. But there is something which I want us to understand, very, very important. There is a word in the Bible which says, and I believe it's the book of John. you know, we talked about it last week, some few weeks ago. The Bible actually says, so no one will enter the kingdom of God unless they are born again. And then the Bible goes on to explain what being born again is all about. And another Bible talks about being born of water. And then the Bible says, born of spirit. That's what I want to talk about now. Now, so with, you see, what we learned was that, you know, there is, in fact, let me go back. Because the Bible says, in fact, the Bible actually teaches us that when I heard it when, I think when my wife was teaching the children about Abel and Cain. The Bible actually says that these people were born into sin because they were born in the sinful nature of their parents who had actually sinned before God. And remember, when we understand the Bible, what we understand is that when Adam and Eve had sinned before God, God cursed the ground. So meaning whatever was coming into a cursed ground. And whatever was being born by a woman was actually being born and born into a world which had sinned or through the people who had actually sinned before God. And then we explained the word of God is the fact that God then put an angel, if you like, because that's what the Bible says, put a flaming fire and turning around to so that no one will come back. Because Adam and Eve, when they were taken away from the Garden of Eden, the Bible actually says that so that there was a garden, if you like, angel, or the other scripture says, like a flaming or something, so that the people will not go back into the tree of life. That's when we then started to talk about the word of God, which says no one, unless they have been born again, they will not be able to see the kingdom of God. So, which meant that we need to do something in order to reaccess what had been closed so that we are not able to access again. And we had been talking just a few minutes ago about Jesus Christ dying for us to give us that access. And that's when we actually, you know, receive him as our personal savior. So anyway, go back to our word. Now, the issue now is that as people, we may do what we can, but we need to move in the spiritual realm to start to understand things of the spirit. That's what is very important. Because here the Bible says, so when we read the Bible in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, maybe we'll go to it, John 1 verse 12. Let's go to John 1 verse 12, because I think it's very important. We need to understand that. So when we need to go there, we start to understand now that what is it being born again? What is it that, you know, what is it that when we are in the spirit, what is it that when we... when we receive Christ, what is it that when we receive God in our life, or when we receive Jesus in our life, what does it actually mean? What does it actually mean? So maybe that will give us an answer. And remember, we're talking about if we are born, the Bible says there's no one who enters the kingdom of God unless they are born again. So we want to find out, see, if we are born again, we want to find out what level, what does it actually mean? So let us read, I'll quickly go there, but read John chapter 1 verse 12.
Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. Mm-hmm. So he gave them the right to become God's children.
Right to become God's children, okay.
They did not become God's children mm-hmm. by natural means. Mm-hmm. That is, by being born as the children of a human father, God himself was their father.
Thank you very much. I don't know whether you understand the difference now of what we are talking about. So the Bible says now, for those who receive him, he gave them the power to be called the children of God. And then the Bible says, Not born, not children born of a woman, but born of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So here, the Bible says, it says, not born of human, not born of natural birth, but born of God. So here, if we look at it, you can actually now see the difference, that we were all born by human beings to be who we are right now. You know, but the Bible says, no one will enter the kingdom of God unless if they are born again. And then the Bible talks about being born of water and the Spirit. And we know very well that when we are being baptized, we are being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit by the full immersion of water. In full immersion of water. So we are being born together with Christ, and so we are being buried together with Christ and rising again together with Christ to be born of the Spirit. Because the Bible says, not people born of natural birth, but born of God, or God being the Father himself. So which means it's very clear what we need to understand. It's very clear that we are moving from one level to another. So we are moving from the level we know, we are moving from what we know, we're moving from the natural, okay, to the people who are now born of God. But let me go back again. See, the thing is, if a child need to be nurtured, a child need to be looked after, a child need to learn, a child need to grow, a child need to go to university, whatever it is we need to do. But here is the thing. Now, if we are also born in the Spirit, it means that we are not going to be mature overnight. We are not going to do that. But we are going, if we are being born of God, then we are going to learn what God is all about. And we are going to learn what God wants us to do. And we are going to grow and grow and grow until we mature in things of God. In the same way, people can also grow. You see, that's why it's very important that, you know, when God teaches us, we understand. Because then it's those steps which makes us to be then the people who can be mature, just like in a natural way. So my point I am saying to you here is that there are two things which you need to understand. That's why we as human beings, myself as well, everyone, anyone, we have got our limitations as human beings. But what we aspire to do is to move into the Spirit, which God wants us to do. Because the Bible says here, the people are not born of natural means, but born of God himself. So which means once we get to that level, we start to understand what God wants us. We start to understand his language. We start to understand what he is. Probably when we see ourselves at the moment, we see ourselves as being, so let's say for example, if God says, I need you to move here from now here and go and live in Malawi. It's not easy to comprehend, and it's not easy. But when we start to understand now how God functions, then we start to understand those things. When we remove the barrier of the human nature we have, moving into understanding God and what he wants us to do, then we start to understand whatever he's saying. So that's what I'm saying to us as well, even as a church, to start to understand what God wants us to do. So let's go back to the history. Let's go back to understand what God was saying. In the past, God was speaking to the children of Israel. But children of Israel were finding it difficult to understand and to do what God was saying. Why? Because they were just human beings. They were moved from the land of captivity, yes. They were moved to the point where Joshua was now talking about. Joshua was about to depart at the time, by the way. But still they were worshipping other gods. But still they had not pledged their loyalty towards God. But God had done almost everything for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they were still moving in the nature where God had actually taken them. They had not actually not adopted to understand that now our Father is God. Now our God wants us to do 1, 2, 3, 4 things. You see, so my point is really very clear to say that We are all human beings, but let us aspire and let us learn, let us know that there is a level which God wants to take us, all of us, to another level where we start to understand. Because the Bible, even in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the Bible says we need to have our minds renewed every day. Renewal of the mind. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but have your mind renewed by, you know, to be renewed in our mind every day. You see, so these are the things which we need to understand. So how does value come into it? So we now start to value God in whatever, in the scriptures, whatever he teaches us to do. Once we know that there's that level we all need to aspire to be. You know, I said the other day that because a long back ago, I think there were not a lot of other challenges which we had, which we have now. This year you've got a lot of things which you have to be dealing with. You know, you start to think about quite a lot of things. But the issue is, when Elisha was called by God, he just went there straight away. We've talked about this. And he even went to slaughter all the cattle which he was using to plow and everything. And that's it, and he went. When the disciples were called by Jesus, by the saying of the word, they turned around and started to follow Jesus wherever he was going. And completely. But if you want to think about it, in today's age, there are a lot of things which can be a barrier to be able to do those things. That's why I'm saying that we all need to learn, understand all the limitations we have and see how we can circumnavigate those so that we can be the children who God wants us to be. You see, so the Bible here is teaching us that love God with all your heart. So I'm talking about value now. So value, when to start to understand this language of God, we have to get to another level. Because even as much as we can know the scripture, but implementing the scripture can be quite hard. But the issue is that we have to understand that there's a level which God wants to take us. Listen, Saul, when he was still Saul, when he was doing whatever he was doing, but the turnaround time when it came, he became someone totally different because he was now understanding. Because God had revealed himself. Jesus had revealed himself in a way he understood. And he, nothing else became more important than the gospel, because it had been revealed to him by God himself. That's why he was now saying that, you know, the gospel which I am servant to, which I'm under bondage to. So which means, in his life, he started to value that more. It became more valuable. It became so much valuable. So, my point now, so as a Christian, as long as we have not understood that we've got this limitation, but we can still overcome that limitation, it means that we will still be operating under the limitation of the human nature. We'll still be operating under the limitation of the human nature, where we'll keep on giving excuses to God about what he's saying we should be doing, and then we're saying we are not able to do it. God saying, do this, I'm not able to do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it becomes always like because we are not understanding the limit, that there's a limitation which we have, which we have to overcome. I said the other day that, you know, there are many people who... it would be good to call the scripture, but it would be much better if the scripture applies to us. We want to call the scripture, but we don't want to go through the transformation which the word of God teaches us to be able to transform, for us to be able to use that, those scriptures in our lives. So my point is today is really about value. To understand the value of God. You know, the Bible says, the Lord and the Lord only is your God. Love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul. That's what the word of God, that's the standard which God is setting. I am saying to you now, to be able to maintain that standard, we have to understand our limitation as human beings. But we also have to understand that there's a side which we need to all aspire to be born of God. To be born of God, because that's what the Bible says, that the people who are not born of a natural means, but people who are born of God. So you can say, oh, but I'm born of God, I was in church. But yes, you are born of God, but when you are born, you are young. When you are young, you have to model to check who is the model. The model, and follow the model. That's exactly what the children do. When children are growing, they understand what's happening within their environment. They start to learn, they start to understand, they start to talk, they start to, because they learn something. So that's why it's important that if we are born of God, that's why it's important that we are the children of God. That's why it's important. If we are saying that we are Christians, therefore, what is more important now is to follow and understand what the Lord is teaching us every day to be the people who want God. Because we have to grow. It can't be like a sudden U-turn. We have to grow and learn and understand the language and understand what God is saying through the scriptures and through whatever he has actually said. That's why I was saying that the other day, that the most important thing we need to do is to understand, if God has sent a messenger, we need to understand the importance why the messenger was sent by God. Lest we'll be going back to the same things why God actually had sent the messenger anyway. So it's very important. But my point today was obviously to be able to learn and do what God wants. We have to understand the value of God. Value of God, the Bible says, you know, love God with all your heart, with all your strength. And then the Bible says never. So never, it means it should not happen. Never forget these commands that I'm giving you today. So never, it means that it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. You see, it should. That's what the Bible says. Never forget my commands. Teach them to your children. Right? You see, it's very important. We teach our children that they understand the value of God. Them also learning what we're actually doing. So teach them to your children. Repeat them when you're at home. That's a challenge to the parents. Parents in the house, that's your challenge. The Bible says, teach them when you're at your home. When you are resting and when you are working. So in other words, there's no excuse. There is a continuous thing where God wants you to teach his word to your children so that they can be the children who God wants them to be. It's very important. And model, you see, model, it's about like what you are doing, it's likely that they will also be following that. So be the model for your children to do what is right in the presence of God. And then the Bible says, tie them on your arms and wear them. See, emphasizing the importance of the value of God. So today, I really want us to take back home this, to say value is very, very important. You know, something valuable, let's say this, something which is more valuable, you can spend even more than what you would normally spend because it's more valuable. So how would I explain it in the sense that when something is important, it means that you don't mind spending time, investing time on what is important because it's important in your life. You know, I want us to understand that as long as we are not investing in God somehow, I'm not saying money or anything, but I'm talking about as long as we are not investing in God somehow, it means that, you see, the Bible actually teaches, it says, where your treasure is, right? That's where your heart is. Exactly, that's what the Bible says. So where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So if you can't invest time in God, it means that you won't see the value of God, you won't spend time doing what he is actually saying to you. So it's very, very important. So as long as we cannot invest somehow, invest our time, invest our understanding, invest our in God, it means then that God will not be valuable. You understand? So if you, whatever it is in life, just think about it. Wherever you invest your knowledge, your time, your whatever, even your money, it becomes important because it's important. So if you want God to be important in your life, invest something, invest knowledge, invest whatever, even invest money, because this is the honor of silver and gold anyway. That's what it is. That's what it is. So I am here to talk about value today, and I want us to understand that God is of value to your life. Think about it in this way. Whatever it is you, even to come here, even to make a step to go to your car or whatever, wherever you want to go, the first thing, very, very first thing is that you have got the breath to be able to stand up where you are. That's important. Who gives the breath is God. Who gives the ability is God. Who gives whatever it is I am going to plan to do whatever I want to do tomorrow. The very first thing you should start to think about is that who gives me that breath to be alive? It's God. Therefore, because I can't do anything. If I can't breathe, I can't do anything. That's the truth. If I don't have the health, I can't do anything. So for me to plan this, for me to do this, for me to do all whatever it is I can think is important, or I value to be important, it means that in the first place, I'm able to breathe. Who gives me the breath? It's God. But God Himself is saying that love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul. That I believe, that's why, you know, the word of God, that's why God becomes more important. And I think this is very important for us to learn. It's much more important than, because then you do what God is actually saying you should be doing. I think that's important, to do what God is saying be doing in the scripture. So for us to be able to understand this, again, we have to understand that the word of God has authority. I can choose to say whatever God is saying here may not be right for me. I choose to do that. I can choose to say God is actually saying this to me, and this scripture has got authority in my life. And when you do that, it means that you value that because you believe it's coming from God. You value that, you believe that God, that's exactly what God wants you to hear. You see, so sometimes simplicity is the answer to many things, because the Bible says, you see, the God's commandments, they are not far away where we can ask who is going to go and get them so that we can obey them. We know them. Let's just do them. Simple. That's what it is. But there are those limitations I have just spoken about that we need to be aware of and start to learn. Said, if I'm born of God, what kind of things do I need to start to understand? I start to understand 1, 2, 3 things as God is teaching me. Because these are spiritual things which we need to understand, because it's God is spirit. So if He is spirit, that means whatever He's going to say to us, we have to be in the realm of the spirit to understand them. You see, God is spirit. The Bible says people not born of natural means. So it's actually disqualifying us. It's not born of natural means, not whatever it is that however we are born. Of course, we are all born that way. But moving now to the other level where God is now saying, born of God. That's what it is. What is born of God? It means then that we need to explore that, to understand. So if I'm born of God, what is it? These are the things I need to understand. God is teaching me this, and that. But again, that's when if we invest the time in knowing those, invest time in understanding the scriptures, understanding that the word of God has authority. I mean, it looks like a very elementary teaching I'm saying today, but I think it's very important. It is elemental, but I think it's very important because that's what it is. God wants us to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with our strength. How can we do it? We can do it by understanding that God is of value. And when you understand that God is of value, also understand that. So how are we going to overcome, you know, those challenges? We understand that as human beings, we've got a limitation. But the Bible says, you know, people are not born of natural means, but born of God. So which means that there's another level which God wants us to get to understand God at that level. That's my way today, to think about as children of God. And, you know, to understand that, you know, God is of value in our lives. And especially with all what has been happening in the world right now. But if God has spared us and gave us this opportunity, it means that we should be asking ourselves that, so God, if you have looked after me until now, so what is it that I need to be doing? I can't just keep on just saying, God, look after me. Yes, it's a prayer we all do every time and every day. But what is it that I should be doing? You see, is the question for each and every one of you, you know. So that we don't spend time wasting in things which are not of value. So now, where you spend time, or what you spend time doing becomes something of value for you, because time is not renewable. When you lose it, you lose it. So if you lose time doing what is not right, it means that you are valuing things which are not right in your life. So it means that it's a challenge for you to see what is it that is of value in my life so I can spend my time doing. Since, you know, time is not renewable in any way. You see. So my word today is really to challenge our status quo. In other words, challenge the way we are, the way we are thinking, to understand that God is of value, and his word says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and your strength. And then the Bible says, teach these commands to your children at your home. Repeat them. That's what the Bible says. Repeat them when you are at home and when you are away, and when you are resting and when you are waking. So which means every time, that's what the Bible says, every time. It's a time of teaching the word of God to your children. And not only to your children by teaching, but actually by doing what the word is actually saying. You see. So my word today was to say, what should we be doing, or how can we be able to worship this God? Is to understand that he is of value. To understand that he is of value more than anything we can think of. That's why I was saying the other day that before you read your WhatsApp message, read the word of God, hear what he's saying to you for the day. Before you go to your Facebook, read what God is saying. Before you hear anyone, hear what God is saying to your life on that day. So that when you answer the people, you are answering in the way probably God wants you to. You see, so that's the issue. So, but the word of God is teaching us today that God is more valuable than anything we can think of. Let us invest our time, let us invest whatever it is that we can invest in knowing more about this God, because he is clearly telling us that he is more valuable than anything we can think of in our own life. Very important. It's very important. Let us look at this word in the context of how, remember that Joshua was saying to the people, you may not be able to worship this God. That's what you are saying. So how can we worship this God? By understanding that he is of value. He is of value. And I believe these are not the first teachings we are hearing about value. We've been hearing about the message of God, teaching about, you know, when you're doing things, do things 100%. Because why? He's talking about the value of God. He's talking about the value of God. So let us all go there and reflect on the word. And most importantly, let's go and actually do what the word of God is saying, so that you prioritize God in your life. You put God first in your life. Whatever it is, but put God first in your life. And whatever it is that He says you need to be doing, you need to be doing it. Let the Word of God have authority in your life. That's what is very, very important. When you allow the Word of God to have authority in your life, it means even the Bible, when it's just there, there's no one even who's looking at you or whatever. But you know what is written there has got authority. And you bow down to that authority because it is what God is actually saying at any particular time. Whatever it is that we go through in life, whatever it is, the answers are there in the scriptures. Spend time understanding what God wants you to understand. You see. So that's my word really. I have said to explain the value of God, that He is of value. The Word of God says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. So every being of you, love God. That's what the Bible is actually teaching you. And teach that to your children as well. You know, in your house, when you're working, when you're not working, teach that to your children. That's what the Word of God is actually saying to you today. And once we now know that God is of value, we now need to know what are the means. And we know we've got our limitation as people, of course, like I said, but the Word of God says that, you know, there's a level we need to get to. No one is able to enter the kingdom of God unless they are born again. And then the Bible explains what is being born again. The Bible talks about being born of water, and we know full immersion in baptism, but also in the Spirit as well. The Bible says the people not born of natural means, but people born of God. So we need to understand, we need to learn, we need to spend our time reading and understanding what God wants us. We need to understand, let me say this to you, there's a concept, I don't know, people use it in a different ways, but anyway, it's actually a true concept where it says spiritual father. Spiritual father is there, because in the Bible it's actually there. But it just depends on how people use it. Because the Bible talks about the spiritual fathers, people who shepherd people, or people who look after people's souls. That's exactly what the Bible says. But it depends on how people use it. But my point is that I'm mentioning it, is that we need to grow in spirit. We need to grow in understanding God. We need to grow in many things. We do our own thing, but we also need to understand what God is actually saying. That's why you understand the Bible teaches you about how Elisha traveled with Elijah, and how Elisha became a great man of God. That's why you understand how Joshua traveled with the man of God, Moses, and Joshua became a great man of God himself. That's why you understand how the disciples walked with Jesus, and the disciples became great people before God themselves. It was all about teaching or learning and actually understanding the things of God. So in other words, we need to be plugged in the things of God, and also knowing what's happening and learning what God wants us to hear every day. So God is of value, and the value of God is priceless. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Spend some time. Remember, where you invest, it means that whatever you are investing is very important. And you pay attention to whatever is happening there. You know, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. That's what the Bible says. So I am set here today to explain that, the importance of understanding those things. But actually, most importantly, we need to know also our limitations, but we also know the level which God wants us to get to, so that we can start to understand His language, whatever He's telling us, and whatever He's saying in His scriptures, and we start to, you know, it's like language. If you can't understand the language, you can't do anything, because I don't understand the language. So if God is telling me this in the scriptures, I may not do it because I'm not understanding it. But we need to understand. And sometimes God says certain things, but we don't understand those things. That's why in the scripture it says, the scripture about the eunuch, I'm sure you know about it, where it says, are you understanding what you are reading? It says, how can I understand when no one is actually interpreting for me? So that's why we need to understand. That's why why it's important to listen what God is actually saying through the scriptures and through what he has taught from the beginning. So that's my word today. But the most important thing, God is of value. We cannot replace the value of God. We cannot overemphasize how God is important in your own life. You see. So thank you very much for your listening. But that's my word today. And the action point really is start to go back and look and see what steps are you taking for you to be able to understand God's value and start to show God that you are valuing him. The word has been very clear. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Teach that to your children when you're working, when you're not working. Put them on the doorstep. So it means it's very, 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 very important. May God bless you. Thank you very much for your listening. And continue to do what is right in his presence and continue to seek him. Thank you very much. Amen.